If you've ever used the internet to search for something, you'll know that when you start typing something into Google, it starts auto-completing with the most commonly searched for things. When I put, "How can I run?" into Google, it finished it with, "How can I run faster? How can I run further? How can I run away? How can I run a pub?" We're not going to address the latter today. The letter to the Hebrews imagines our faith as like a running race. Let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. With all races, we need to keep the energy up so that we can keep on going. We can keep persevering through whatever life throws at us. But first, to persevere, we need to remember our cheerleaders. Now, there are three friends, and they are sitting looking at the night sky. One of them, Pumbaa, says, "Hey, ever wonder what those sparkly dots are?" His friend Timon says, "They're fireflies stuck on that bluish black thing." And Pumbaa replies, "Well, I thought they were just burning balls of gas millions and millions of miles away." And they turn to their other friend Simba and say, "What do you think? What do you think those things are up in the sky at night?" And he looks embarrassed and he says, "Well, someone once told me that the great kings of the past are up there watching over us." And they all burst out laughing. "You mean to say a bunch of royal dead guys are watching us?" The scene from The Lion King conjures up this image of a cloud of witnesses. And even though Simba kind of poo-poos this at this point in the film, when his friends start laughing, he then has this mysterious encounter that reminds him, these clouds of witnesses remind him who he is, and for us, they remind us who we are and who God is. Hebrews talks this great cloud of witnesses and these amazing, amazing things that happened. Lions' mouths were shut. People survived fire, survived war, survived all these terrible things because God did miracles in their sight and God brought them through all these things. These people, these saints, can inspire us to keep on going. When we feel like we're flagging and our energy levels are ceding, we can keep going when we remember the stories of the faithful who have gone before us. We are Christians, part of the family of God, brothers and sisters, with inspiring stories to share. So to keep going, we need to remember our cheerleaders, that we are surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses that is cheering us on. The second thing we need to do is lay aside all the weights, all the things that drag us down, all the unnecessary hats that we're wearing. When I started at secondary school, turning up in my big blazer because I was going to grow into it, and my big trousers because I was going to grow into them, and my big shirt because I was going to grow into that, I also had a big bag. It's huge, kind of across the shoulder thing. And only in my second week of school did I realise that I did not need to take every single book for every single class. I only needed to take to school the books I needed for the classes that day. That realisation saved my back, and it also saved me a lot of bother. How much are we carrying heavy weights? How much are we carrying heavy burdens unnecessarily? I wonder what they are for you today. I wonder where you feel worn out, weary. Jesus promised us that he would give us burdens that are light. He would take away our heaviness and our weariness because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So how do we persevere? We remember our cheerleaders. We cast aside the things that weigh us down. And the third thing we do is to follow the coach. Jesus is like the coach. He knows the way. He's walked the way before us. And he can show us how to get through the trials that we might face in life. He is the one who created us. So he's the one who knows our full potential and can help us be all that we were created to be. When we follow his lead, we will not just run, but we will be able to soar.